I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Coming up on TMS, assault with a deadly bunny.
The slow fall of a fat man on a bike.
Cocked, locked, and ready to rock.
Trader Joe's horthpath.
Don't pee on your knees.
Exit vomit is your vomit.
Chafing my moist meat.
This whopper doesn't whop.
Daily recommended bowl of garbage.
Corkin, I hardly know them.
Everywhere, all the time, up the thing.
Soaking in beef water.
Appropriate sucking.
Bucky's cheek lifters.
Small communities and small minds with Stephen and more. On this episode of The Morning Stream.
It's been a long time since I got out of bed. I don't like getting out of bed. I like laying in my bed.
Pickle lovers always insist on the proud pickle.
F*** off, hairball. This is The Morning Stream.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome back to TMS. It's The Morning Stream for Monday, April 11th, 2022. I'm Scott. He's Brian. Hi, Brian.
Hello, Scott.
Hey, man. Hey, listen
Happy,
to the... Oh, go
back
ahead.
Back to the week. Monday. Happy Monday.
It is Monday. Gosh, dang it. We're loaded. We're cocked and loaded, as they say. Is that what they say? Do people still
say we are cocked and loaded?
Yeah,
I think they say that. Yeah,
I think they do. Yeah. Whoever they is, they're still saying it.
You would definitely want to do those in the opposite order, though, right? You'd want to be first you load,
then cock,
and then you cock.
Yeah, why is that backwards? Cocked and loaded. Yeah, that's wrong. It should be loaded.
Locked
and cocked.
And loaded is probably the more. Yeah,
oh, locked and loaded
is the better phrase. Yes.
Well, is the cocked one even a phrase? Hold on.
No, cocked and loaded is not. Well, I want to say I've heard cocked and loaded, but locked and loaded is. All right, good night, everybody. We'll see you on Tuesday.
Yeah, see you tomorrow. We'll figure it out. Oh, here it is. Okay, so cocked and loaded is this. Oh, it's a movie. Okay, how about?
Okay.
All right, so there's.
Is it a Guy Ritchie movie? It feels like it's a Guy Ritchie movie.
Oh, you know what it is? It's that Cocked and Loaded L.A. Guns album. The Revolting Cox album. Do you remember them?
I do remember the Revolting Cox. Yes.
They got an album cover where he's holding the gun where his wiener should be, and they call that cocked and loaded. All right.
They did a great cover of Rod Stewart's Do You Think I'm Sexy?
Really? Okay.
Yes.
Look forward to that one day on the show. Or possibly, you probably played it on Coverville, no?
I played it on Coverville. I don't know if it would work for TMS.
No, not so much.
So it's rough, yeah.
Well, all right then. It's nice to see you all. We hope you're. Cocked and loaded and ready for a good time because we're here to bring it. I would like to make a local. Oh, first, some consternation. It's not really a complaint to register, but someone else registered a complaint. We talked about that ivermectin study that was like Lord of all studies that kind of put all that to bed and said, yeah, this stuff doesn't do anything. I got the most angry, pissed off emailer about that yesterday.
Of course.
He was so mad that we would say that study finally put it to bed or, you know, put it to rest or that, you know, all these other smaller studies also said the same thing. The big study supported it. Double blind platform. What do they call it? There's a whole term for how extensive this study was. I forget what it is. A whole bunch of words. And he just wasn't having any. He was like, no, you guys.
Well, he found the truth that he'd like to hitch his wagon to. And heck with any other facts that come up, right? Like,
so,
you know.
So here's what I say. Go ahead and eat all the horse paste you want. Do it. Go for it. It's fine. You have my blessing to eat as much of that as you want. Go for it. Yeah, eat it all day. Have it for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Have a snack in between those
Slather
meals.
It on your Wonder Bread.
Yeah. Brush your teeth with it. Do all of it. Do all the things a horse paste allows you to do in your life. But don't email me about it or leave comments on YouTube or whatever. Yeah. Honestly, what do you think you're going to do? Convince me
that... Like you're going to see it and say, oh, you know what? You're right. I've changed my mind. Bring on the horse paste.
Yeah. Hey, Kim, grab horse paste on your way home.
Can we make some jambalaya with horse paste?
Yeah. Or horse paste. I like horse paste. She's making she's making some kind of curry. Let's just swap in some horse paste.
Exactly. Curry paste, horse paste. Yeah. No one will ever be able to tell the difference. No.
Does Trader Joe's have horse paste? They have, I like their other stuff. Maybe we can get some Trader Joe's horse paste. Anyway, don't email me those things anymore. I mean, do if you want, but what are you doing? why are you wasting your time? That's the stupidest thing ever.
Stop it.
All right.
Oh, you know what I made last night, Scott?
What'd you make?
We're talking about making food. I made pork green chili in the Instant Pot, and it is spectacular. It's not even like super spicy, right? There's poblanos and serranos and Anaheim chilies in there, as well as tomatillos and garlic and onion, and of course pork, because you have to have pork. It was great. It was great.
Are you flush with leftovers? Do you still have?
I am flush with leftovers. Right. I poured some on eggs this morning. Scrambled some eggs and covered them. I gently topped them with.
That doesn't sound too bad. That sounds actually quite good to me. I would eat that.
It was quite yummy. Yeah.
Listen, man, if I ate breakfast, I would totally eat that. I would have.
That's right. Yeah, you're a.
I just don't eat it. I'm used to it. I'm used to it now. Where I just it doesn't. I'm not hungry in the morning at all.
Yeah.
So I basically eat two meals a day, and I'll admit sometimes dinner is the one you go a little crazy with.
Yeah.
That's the problem there, right? Yeah, you only eat twice a day.
That's the problem. Yeah.
You go to your final meal there.
As long as you're skipping of breakfast and Noom's, those things you do on Noom where you get educated, where they have the little recordings that you listen to. It's like, all right, well, here's, how nutrition works. And here's how you can look at the signs your body gives you as to when it's time to eat and that sort of thing. And they say, it's totally fine to skip meals as long as you're not making up for them on the back end with like way more meals or bigger meals.
Yeah, that's the trick.
If you're skipping breakfast but not like going a whole ham or whole hog at lunch, then
I do okay at lunch. It's really dinner that's the problem, because it's not even that. Like usually Kim will make something, and let's say it's her jambalaya, which is healthy and lean and whatever. I'll eat a bowl of it, and that should be enough. But no, Scott has to go back for another bowl. Even though I'm not eating rice, I'm eating a whole lot of freaking jambalaya.
It's the problem with being foodies, Scott, is that we like the taste of food. It's like if we ate garbage, we'd be fine at stopping at a bowl of garbage.
Exactly. This is the problem. I don't know what to do about it. It's just the way life is. It's just how it is.
Hopefully Real Steps will help you with that, and then you can say, Brian, come on, get on the Real Steps bandwagon, and I can say, okay, I will do that too.
Yeah, we'll see what it's about. I may hate it. I don't know. It may suck. I may get in there and go, man, what are you guys talking about? This is the worst thing ever.
I'm sure we're waiting for you to come back and say, yeah, it sucks. Wendy's doing a horrible job with this thing, and I won't support it. And
that'll be the end of that, everybody.
Right, yeah. I'm sure.
So look at this here. Speaking of food, I went to a place yesterday with some old friends that I want to recommend. If you're in Salt Lake City, it's right downtown. It's called Tradition. Which is kind of it's a weird restaurant. Where do you guys want to eat? Tradition. Well, we can eat traditional food, but where? No, the place is called Tradition. Anyway.
Right, it turns into an Abbott and Costello.
I hate those kind of things. So this sort of annoys me. But anyway, Tradition's the name of the place. And it is this wonderful little bistro bar / food place. I don't know what else to call it. They have pretty simple menus, but everything on the menu is amazing. We went during brunch-ish time, so there's a little bit of crossover there in terms of what food you could get. I got the pancakes and chicken, which may to some people sound like, oh, is that just like waffles and chicken and waffles? Like, what is that? Kind of, except the way they prepare this chicken, dude.
So really? Good. So it's not just fried chicken and waffles?
No, it's more than that. It's like I don't know what they glaze it. They put a bunch of stuff on it. It was insane. It was so freaking good. It was too much, though. Like, I think it was too big of a meal, but whatever.
Oh, wow. AV Tech John looked it up and said, all right, chicken and pancakes, maple oatmeal breading. Oh, maple oatmeal breading. Mm-hmm. Wow. Spice syrup, buttermilk pancakes, 14. Add eggs for $2 more.
Which I did. I added eggs as well. So I had some
eggs
scrambled.
Eggs and chicken and pancakes.
Yeah, yeah, I had a couple scrambled eggs there, and it was all fantastic. My wife got some kind of seasonal hash, they called it, mm-hmm. which sounds like a drug deal to me. Seasonal hash.
Right.
I don't know.
That's right.
Know.
Yeah, it's what Mary Louise Parker was making in the washing machine in that eighth episode of Weeds.
Yeah, she was
seasonal hash.
All into the seasonal hash that season. I mean, I don't even know how that show would survive now. There's no Weeds legal in California, so
Exactly. It would be the most boring show ever. Yeah. Right? It'd be a reality show about a weed dealer in California.
Yeah, wouldn't work quite as well. Wouldn't have quite the sting.
Wouldn't even be an edgy comedy.
Nope.
Sorry, Genji Kohan.
Yeah, no kidding. So anyways, it was very good, but I went ahead. Some of our friends went with us. It's Lauren and Riley, this couple we've known forever, probably since 03 or 04 or something. And we get together once in a while, and pandemic times were harder, but we've been able to see them a couple of times in the last 6 months. Anyway, so we met up with them again. Super nice people, always good conversation, all that stuff. Mm-hmm. And when I'm with people and I'm having fun and I feel relaxed and I feel part of a chill group, you know?
Yeah.
I sometimes say things that are maybe a little embarrassing, you know?
Uh-huh. Okay.
Like this show. I'll I'm comfortable here.
Sure.
I know you well enough and the audience well enough. I feel like I can just let things fly sometimes. So yesterday, on the way out of there, we stopped at a small butcher shop that was a converted house. So the whole upper floor is like display and store and buy meat and do all that. And in the basement is where they do their thing, and they work with local farmers, and they kill one cow per week or something, and then slaughter them in the basement.
Cover your ears, Claire.
Yeah, cover your ears, Claire, yeah. Carter wasn't thrilled about any of this talk yet either, except she was cool that they were like, if you're gonna be a butcher, be an ethical butcher, not one that's got like a million crowded cows in a tiny space or things like that.
Exactly.
So that's kind of what these guys
are. We just kill one cow a week. Yeah. That's all.
Just one cow. But they don't keep them in, bins with too many cows or chickens all crammed together or any of that stuff. Anyway, so we're in there and Kim was getting, I don't know what it was, short ribs and something else that we're going to make tonight. And a steak, I think. And the price is really good, and it's just a nice little thing, and they're super helpful. Anyway, it's really good. I wish I remembered the name of the places. I'd also recommend them. But anyway, while we're in there, I noticed they have a big freezer section, and in there are a whole bunch of tubs labeled different things. Mm-hmm. And I thought, ooh, they make ice cream here? And sure enough, they have these pink tubs with some kind of ice cream in it. They make their own ice cream.
Oh, yum.
But then right next to them, they got beef lard. In a tub.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Same size tub, different color, but same size tub, just says beef lard on the front.
Don't get those confused. Make sure.
Yeah. So I says to everybody.
So I says.
They're all standing over there. And I didn't really pay attention to who else was in the store at the time. But I go, wow, that's a lot of lube for $4. Is what I said. And I made an old, winky face at Kim, and she looks at me with daggers. I'm like, what? I'm always saying stupid stuff. What did I do? And she goes, there are kids in here. And I look behind him or her and Riley and Lauren, and there's like this little family with a bunch of little kids in there, and I'm over there making freaking beef lard jokes about
all the
lube.
Kids look at you like, the eyes wide open, mouths agape, like, what?
I don't think they knew what I was talking about. Yeah, Dad, there was a phone or a car conversation when they left. But
yes. Oh, please, people, do not use beef lard as an effective lube.
No.
It's a very ineffective lube.
No. This is not an endorsement of beef lard for anything other than what you would use beef lard for. Yeah. What are the approved uses, I guess? I assume you cook
use
with
it. As a cooking oil kind of thing.
Sure. Grease up your pan with some of that business.
Yeah.
Yeah. Braise your beef on it.
If you're cooking meat, don't do it if you're cooking pancakes or something sweet. But sure, something savory, why not? Yeah.
Claire, tell that to people in the 1800s, Brian. Well, look, back then they didn't have a lot of choice. They were like, we need a condom. What do you got? This sheep stomach. Here, put that on.
So what you're saying is in the 1800s, that joke would have killed.
Oh, would have killed, literally. Would have murdered hundreds, thousands,
would have murdered,
possibly.
Yes.
So, yeah, that was embarrassing, and I felt a little bad. But
well, embarrassment can be good for us, Scott. It teaches us something about life and keeps us in our place. I went on a 15-mile bike ride on Saturday.
How embarrassing. Oh, this isn't the embarrassing part.
This isn't the embarrassing part, no. Okay. And did just, you know, great. Went up some hills and went up some, like, long inclines, 2 mile long inclines, and then had a really nice downhill in the middle, and then another nice downhill at the end. And I get back home and I ride up onto my sidewalk to get ready to hop off my bike and carry it into the house, and unclip my left foot because I've got clips, you know, the clipless pedals, so they like click onto the bottom of my shoes. Mm-hmm. My left foot comes out just fine. I kind of lean left so I can put all my weight on my foot. However, my bike wants to go to the right.
Oh, no.
And slowly, as I'm frantically trying to unclip my right foot, I just slowly fall over onto my side.
Well, once the tip starts, what are you supposed to do? You can't stop
that. You're just supposed to really quickly get your other foot unclipped and get out of it, but you just can't, like... It's almost like the more you try, the more you struggle. It's like those finger cuffs. The more you struggle, the less, you know, less you're able to get off of them or get out of them.
Yeah.
And, of course, the neighbors, not the crazy neighbors, but our neighbors across the street are outside. They're like, hey, Brian, you all right? Like watching, they just watched the slowest collapse of a fat guy on a bike falling over sideways.
Or were you hoping nobody witnessed this? You were like, I hope that was just me that saw this.
I was hoping nobody would see this. I was thinking, oh, you know, maybe I got away with this. And then I hear them across the way, Brian, you okay? And
oh, man.
I'm kind of laughing. And, well, at least it was only the two of them that saw it.
Mm.
Until I realized that, no, the Ring doorbell, actually our outside camera, got it.
Oh, so you have this? Please tell me you have this clip.
If you look in your text message this morning, Scott... You can watch the slow fall of a fat guy on a
bike. Dude, this is great. All right. Hold on, everybody. I'm pulling it up so we can all view it together. I'm so excited about this.
This is how much I love you, Tadpool. I could have just deleted this and said, well, no one will ever have to see this.
That's amazing. Okay. All right, chat, here you go. Let's get this up here. Let me blow it up. So it's a little bigger here. Oh, come on. Don't be like this, stupid computer. Oh, my hell. Hold on. Hold on, you guys. Hold on. Hold on to your butt.
F*** off, Haribo.
Ah, it's not it.
Well, that's...
It's not working. Okay, there we go. All right. Wait.
F*** off, Haribo.
Ah, why does it keep switching
this
to that?
This is the morning.
Go back. All right, there he goes. Boom. Oh, that's good biff. That's a good biff.
Yeah, that's a good biff.
I don't know why it keeps losing it.
It's slow because that's what it's like. It's like you're just like, oh no, oh, I can't get my foot out. Oh no, oh no. Landed on one of Tina's solar lights for her garden.
Yeah.
And a little metal stand that she puts her peonies on.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then just basically was kind of tied up in the bike for a little while until I could kind of pull one of my legs out. Now, you know, let's also put some stuff in context here. This, I don't know if you have the camera back on me.
I do, yeah.
This is...
I mean, I could have looked at that on repeat for hours, but yes, I'm back on you. Oh, look at that. Look at that. Ugh. Is that from you got your brick set up
there?
Yeah,
the stone bricks, the raised patio, the brick patio.
Ugh. Man.
Yep. So.
Bummer, dude. But yes. Also amazing footage. That's incredible. Yeah. I love it.
I will be completely honest. I wrestled back and forth on if I was going to share that or not. Like if I was gonna put it on the show. I was like, you know what? Why not?
Yeah,
you know,
let your freak flag fly.
We're 100% transparent. We're 100%.
Oh hell yeah!
Giving of our embarrassments on this show, and so
yeah. I had this
so since the neighbors got to see it, why not you?
Yeah,
guys
why not everybody? Exactly, we're all your neighbors of a sort anyway. Mm-hmm. When I replied to it or I did a TikTok on the toilet yesterday, and some guy says, "Are you pooping?" And I was like, "Yeah, yeah,
yes." Toilet TikTok.
Yeah, I was like, well, "Of course I was pooping." Like, well, yes, that's why I was in the bathroom. That's why I was on there. So why not? We're just letting ourselves fly. Our freak flags are flying. Brian fell off a bike, and now you've seen it. I was pooping.
Let me answer some questions came up, too. Jedi71 says, somehow I rode bikes for 40 years without being clipped in. I don't understand the point of them. They're really good. Like, when you're going uphill, you can actually work both feet. So as you're pushing with one, you can actually pull up the other pedal with the other foot, and it reduces it distributes your energy consumption.
I always thought it was because they just, you wanted to lock them in so you wouldn't fall off of them. And maybe that's part of it, but I didn't know that. I didn't know that was the reason.
Oh no. You know, it's very hard to fall off your pedals. I mean, I guess you could, your feet could slide off of them, but
sure.
And then RetLaw7 says, wait, why are you going to the front door? Don't you park in the garage? I would, but the bike I'm trying to sell is still in the garage waiting for somebody on Facebook Marketplace or Nextdoor or all the places I've put it. I need to sell that bike before I can put this one in the garage. So
makes sense,
this one I keep in the house. I could keep the one I'm trying to sell in the house, but it makes it tougher if somebody wants to see it.
Well, worry not, everybody. I will make a GIF of this amazing moment.
Oh, great. Will you?
It will exist forever in our lives. That's fantastic. Yeah. I love that. All right. Well done, everybody. And I'm sure, the one thing that made me glad, because I saw the way you fell, I was worried you're going to just wreck your back on that stone.
I know. Well, here's what I was worried about. That solar light is a metal rod that comes up and has like a little light on the top of it. It is, you know, there is a point at the very top of that I easily, if I landed correctly on that thing, easily impale myself.
Ooh,
easily.
Self-impalement sounds bad.
Yes. And then that video takes a whole darker turn.
Oh my Lord.
Yeah.
Just gnarly, man. Well, I'm glad you're okay is the main thing.
Yes.
And
yes,
now you got
I'm just fine. And you know, embarrassed, but whatever. It's, you know, like I say, a little embarrassment is good for the soul. It keeps you humble.
Yeah. And for anyone out there going, I'd never do that. Hey, where are you on your bike? Get on your bike. Yeah. How about that?
Oh, yeah. No, it happens. Guaranteed it happens to everybody with clipless pedals at some point. The worst time it happens is like at a red light when you stop and you stop at a red light. You're next to a bunch of cars and then you start leaning the opposite way. Your foot is planted. It's like, oh, yeah, no.
Yep, it happens. Well, all right. Yeah. Now on to this. Hey, look who it is. It's our old pal Brian Dunaway, who I feel like I haven't seen in a long time because we had to can Film Sack this weekend for travel stuff and bummed me out, but mostly because I didn't get to hear all my friends. So, Brian, how you doing there, man?
Oh, hi, Scott and Brian. I'm doing pretty good. It's Monday, and it's a short week, only 4 days of work. Yes.
Oh, wait, why? What's the deal?
Oh, we got Good Friday on Friday.
Oh,
and then, of course, if it was at work, I would say, it's Good Friday. And then once somebody would say, oh, what's so good about it? Oh, shut up, grumpies.
Yeah, man, Good Friday, and then you got your Easter there, you know. That'll be fun. And then so I guess we're recording Saturday this week when we
we'll be recording between Good Friday and Easter, so it'll just be so Saturday.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, it'll be a Jesus sandwich is what we're having. Anyway,
yes.
It's good to have you here. We're gonna play a game because that's what we do on Mondays. Brian Ibbett here has the explanation and what our winners could win.
Yeah, so welcome to the Morning Half Asses, a trivia game where I'm actually going to be giving you two the answers. I'm going to be giving Scott and Brian a category and six possible answers, three of which are correct and three that are incorrect. Depending on how confident they get with a category, they can provide one, two, or three guesses, but if they get any wrong, they get 0 points for that round. If they guess one, get it right, they get a point. If they guess two and get them right, they get 3 points. And if they guess all three answers and get them right, they get 5 points. The player with the most points after three rounds wins the prize for their contestant. And we're pulling contestants from members of the Tadpool that aren't here. They aren't here with us live. No, they're off doing something. Maybe they're working. Maybe they're sleeping.
Could they be in the chat room?
They might be in the chat room. Sure.
Well, then they would be able to be here live.
Oh, that's a good point. That's
okay,
good point.
That's
they're
a good point.
Here.
Or unless they're unless
if they are
shy.
In there, if they are in there, then I'm taking their prizes away.
Yeah, they are
if
out.
I see either of their names.
Yeah.
By the way, their names are. They're both Pacific time zones, so maybe they are sleeping actually. Scott, you're going to be playing for Alex or Senraven from Hayward, California. Brian, you're going to be playing for Chuck Kornbrot from Portland,
Chuck.
Oregon.
Chuck Kornbrot is an amazing
Chuck
name.
Kornbrot. Chuck Kornbrot.
Yeah, he's the evening news guy there, the local evening news.
I like Kornbrot. Both Chuck and Korn in my brot.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, that's a good combo. That's fantastic. Why is it Alex or Sen? I don't get that one. What's the...
his real name is Alex. His avatar name is Senraven.
Oh,
Sen
I got it
for
okay.
short. Yeah.
All right. I thought it was because we didn't know, but now I get it.
Now we know.
Now we know.
It's like one of these. Knowing. It's one of these guys. I don't know who it is.
Knowing is half the battle.
All right. Well, let's.
You okay over there?
It's fine. When Brian paused, I hit this thing like it was just a weird moment of like dissonance.
It was weird.
Yeah, I didn't like
all right.
It.
Let's get into this thing. Your first category is dog breeds with a white coat. So. Gonna give you six dog breeds. Three of those
that wear
have
white coats. Cool.
That have white coats. That you know whether it's before or after Labor Day. Your choices are the Belgian Malinois, the Cairn Terrier, the Japanese Spitz, the Wisla, the Bichon Frise, and the Maltese.
There's none of these are like Doberman Pinscher or something.
No,
easy.
That would be too easy.
Are they only white coated, or can they have other? Can they
only,
be very...
Only white-coated, I believe. I looked at all
only
of these.
The white and, coat power.
Weird.
Yeah, and the photos that came up only showed white coats for the three that have had them.
Okay.
Okay, okay.
Yeah, this is hard, then. Mm-hmm. I think we're going to go with... I haven't heard of most of these.
I haven't heard. I've only... I'm... Oh,
I know. Yeah. I know. This is a bad one.
I'm gonna randomly pick those. Perfect.
Okay. All right.
And by random, I mean just the top row.
Yeah, you've only picked the top row. This is interesting. So neither of you guys picked the same thing. Brian Dunaway picked the Belgian Malinois and the Malinois, and Scott picked. Or I'm sorry. And Brian also picked the Wisla. Scott, you picked the Japanese Spitz and the Maltese. I'm happy to say that. Scott, you get 3 points for the round. The Japanese Spitz, the Maltese, and the Bichon Frise all have white coats.
Oh, my Lord. This is
if
great.
You're going to get them wrong, I got two of them wrong. That's pretty good.
The Wisla is, you know that dog because of the meme of the brown dog looking directly at the camera going, really?
I don't
know.
Really? I do know that. That's a Wisla? Yeah.
That's a Wisla, okay. The brown with the big ears looked in the camera.
The only Maltese I know is the Falcon, and the rest of them, I know what a terrier is.
Sure.
And
that Maltese
that
Falcon
wasn't
white, so I see what you did there. Yeah,
yeah, I get what you did. Oh, yeah, I'm looking at some Maltese here. They are all, well, some are a little off-white, but mostly they're white.
Yeah, those are the dirty ones.
Is it just dirty?
rolled in poo.
Some of them are kind of blondish, but yeah, fair enough. Yeah. That's a lot of white dogs. Yeah. All right, fair enough.
And by the way, well done, Claire. She actually had these fairly quickly. She knows her
dogs.
Claire
knows the dogs.
Yeah, she won't eat beef or chicken, but she'll eat dogs. So she knows the dogs. She knows what's up.
Scott.
Oh, all right, let's get on to our second one. These are discontinued Jelly Belly flavors.
Wow.
Discontinued Jelly Belly flavors. Okay. Your choices are pomegranate, peanut butter, cantaloupe, eaten mess, honey, and licorice.
Eaten mess.
I know. So this is if you've watched the British Bake Off, Eaten Mess is like a strawberry shortcake. It's whipped cream with strawberries and chunks of meringue mixed into them. And it was named after the college, the UK college where it was created.
I'm a little disappointed. None of these are the Harry Potter gross jelly belly
like
flavors.
I know, right? Yeah. Booger and vomit. Yeah. Uh-huh.
Nobody wants vomit. Yeah. Anyone who ever says they wanted that, freaking forget it.
Nobody ever wanted it. Brian, you going to pick something here? I see emptiness.
I'm really struggling on this one. I'm really there. I picked that one. That looks like something they would make one time ago. That was a horrible mistake.
Sure. All right. All right. Let's see how you guys did. You both picked cantaloupe. And Scott, you also added Eaton Mess. Mm-hmm. Eaton Mess, yeah, a discontinued Jelly Belly flavor. However, cantaloupe still, I believe, still available, or was it never available as a Jelly Belly flavor? These must all be Jelly Belly flavors, and those three, peanut butter, honey, and Eaton Mess, are the three that are...
Interesting. I knew licorice is still there, because I love licorice.
Peanut butter not being there is insanity to me. I can't believe that's not there. That's crazy.
Yeah, that they don't have it anymore. They discontinued peanut butter.
Yeah.
I'm wondering if it was a allergy issue.
Oh, maybe if there's real peanut oil.
Peanut butter flavor, would that really be butter?
The thing with Jelly Bellies, the reason they get them so close is because often they use ingredients that are like, you know, that could be real
some
peanut
kind
butter
of
oil.
Jelly Belly shrill? Get out of here.
Yeah, it could be. I don't know. Because you know how you eat the buttered popcorn one and you're like, holy shit, that's just like I ate buttered popcorn. Yeah, I don't know how they do it. They're
the juicy pear is spot on.
Yeah. Y'all really think the buttered popcorn tastes like buttered popcorn?
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Yes. What do you think it tastes like?
You guys ever had buttered popcorn?
Yes.
Quite sadly, far too often.
Yeah, it's not. I'm not saying it's. I'm saying it's almost a little bit too good because the consistency is this gooey freaking bean, and so it does throw you like, well, this tastes like popcorn, but I'm eating it in bean form. It seems wrong, but it still tastes like It tastes like buttered popcorn.
You totally think it tastes like butter? That's like drinking Nestle Strawberry Quick and going, this tastes like strawberries. No, it tastes like other imitation strawberry stuff.
I will, and there is that, right? There are things that taste like that. The Nerds banana, or not Nerds, the Runtz banana taste a thing like banana, but there is a very unique flavor to the
They taste like
banana.
All banana things, right?
They do,
So, yeah.
Yeah.
However, buttered popcorn Jelly Bellies taste just like buttered popcorn.
I agree. Brian and I are of one accord on this point. Absolutely.
A lot of people disagree, though. Yeah. by the way, I've been to the Jelly Belly factory in, I want to say, Fairfield, California. It's up there in the north of San Francisco. Yeah. I did installations all up and down the coast there. And I had some extra time. I decided, I'm going to the Jelly Belly factory. And it was great. It was so much fun.
Yeah. They give you free samples
hot jelly belly
kind of stuff.
Yeah, you get a lot of free samples, and then there's like you can get bags of just the flavor you like. So instead of saying like, all right, give me another mix, you can say, all right, give me a bag of all juicy pear.
Give me all Dr. Pepper.
Oh my gosh.
Right,
that's
exactly.
One of those flavors. Yeah. Now those don't taste like Dr. Pepper. Those are bad.
No. It tastes just like Dr. Pepper. No. Literally put Dr. Pepper in it.
No, they don't. No, they don't. They're not. I mean, look, I know
spoiled
it's controversial.
Down Dr. Pepper,
it's no good.
All right. We got one more category, and Scott's leading by 3 points. So, Brian, you need to make a move if you want
to
win.
Time to make a move.
Time to
your
move, son.
All right. Our last category is IKEA products.
Oh,
things
God.
You can buy at IKEA. We have the Korkin, the Bladra, the Bogowi, the Frack, the Boom Boom, and the Sverige.
So these are things that are not or are?
These are things that are. The three of those are actual IKEA products.
IKEA products.
Three of them are not IKEA products.
And the ones we want to choose are the ones that are IKEA products.
But you want to choose the ones that are.
So I don't want to choose things that are not.
That's correct,
what you're saying.
You do not want to choose things in this list that are not IKEA products.
Because they all sound like IKEA products. Every single one
of
these damn
things.
Yeah,
they do. That's kind of the way this thing goes.
Yeah.
Because if you know, they didn't sound like if they were like Whopper, Big Mac.
right.
But no, you can see why I would ask the question, are we eliminating the ones that are or aren't, because they
all
could be.
You are selecting the ones that are. I know, because previously it was, not Jelly Belly flavors. So I get it. I know where you're coming from.
Yeah, you see where I'm coming from. All right, I'm locked in now on this here deal.
All right. Looks like both of you are locked in. Oh, look at what we've got going on here. All right, uh-oh. So, again, you guys went with different choices. Scott, you picked Frack and Bladra.
Uh-huh.
Brian Dunaway, you went with the Korkin, the Bogui, and the Sverige. I'm happy to tell you that the Frack, which is a mirror, a fracking mirror, and the Bladra, which is a box.
Look at that!
IKEA products
blasting it away today, man.
The Korkin is a box, and Bogui, Boom Boom, and Sverige are nothing. Absolutely nothing.
Boom Boom, I had a feeling was absolutely nothing, but I'll tell you what. I'll tell you what. Here, you
know, they made a speaker system.
Yeah, they could call it the Boom Boom, but it'd have like an umlaut over it, like two umlauts over two of the O's or something. But
yes, exactly. Yeah, they. They do have a speaker, actually. They sell a Bluetooth speaker.
Oh, is it any good?
Anyway, I have no idea, but they should call it the Boom Boom.
Yeah, they should call it the Boom Boom. We should call it the Bladra Boom Boom. Yeah, just combine that. It's fine. all right. Well, look at me with the runaway.
Look at that shutout. Yeah, wow. Dude,
take that. Yeah. Put that in your pants and rub it around.
Okay.
So we have a winner.
Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
Who wins, Brian? And what do they get?
Yeah, the winner is Senraven from Hayward, California.
Sorry, Chuck.
Sen, you're gonna be getting the games from Steam Observer, some weird characters around it, and Kerbal Space Program.
Also, very cool game. Yeah, on both those are great games. Yeah.
But don't worry, Chuck. You're going to be having fun with friends for years to come with Jackbox Party Pack 4.
Yes.
That's right.
Look at that, Chuck. You got the better game. That's what Scott always does.
Oh, I don't know about that. In this case, he got the better multiplayer game. In those other two cases, those are 100% single player experiences. So,
but you can't listen to Scott. He thinks buttered jelly bellies. Butter popcorn tastes like butter popcorn.
Yeah, they do. They do what they say they do. It's just like the vomit one tastes like vomit. I tried one of those, and it's a nightmare. I'll never do it again.
Why? Why would you? I would never.
Because I was dared.
Because you have to see.
No, you don't.
Yeah, you.
I was dared to do it.
If we walked by a dog pile of poop and I said, "You got to try that poop, Ibbit," would you eat it?
No, because that's real poop. This is simulated vomit.
Yeah, this
flavor.
Is simulated vomit. We know it's not actual vomit.
I don't want
vomit
it.
Candy.
I don't want it either way because someone had to vet that. Someone had to know what the comparative was.
Yeah. No, I'm sure there's a whole warehouse full of people have to test these things, probably. Right?
It's like, nope, I've had dog poop and this is not it.
Yeah, every...
Try again.
Every, I don't know, 50th bean that comes through, old lady Doris, Inspector 5, has to take a bite of the vomit bean. That's just the rules, man. I don't make these rules. Mm-hmm. That's what happens over there at the bean place. The bean place.
The bean place.
Congratulations is the point. And well done.
Ibbit knows. He's been to the bean place.
Yeah, he's been to the bean
place. I've been to the bean place. I've watched them make the beans. I even watched them... vomit, and so they can sure they get that accurate vomit flavor.
Now see, vomit's different. I guess vomit is fine because everybody's tasted vomit, right?
But not somebody else's vomit. It's supposed to come, it's
I'm
exit
pretty
only
sure it probably all tastes the same, Scott.
But it's exit only, right? So you got your exit. You don't want to do an intake, even if it's fake vomit. I don't want, like, the intake is somebody else's vomit, no matter whether it's fake or not. Exit vomit is your vomit. Different vomit, right? Either way, it's acidic and terrible, and you never
still
want to do it.
I still think the human experience is it tastes the same. It's mostly what you're tasting is stomach acid with a little bit of whatever else you had.
This is a really gross discussion. It's gross.
It really is. Yeah.
All right, so hey, here's the deal. Dunaway and I, tomorrow, 3:30 Mountain Time, talking about all those four-player freaking
beat-em-ups from Konami.
Yeah, like Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles and the X-Men. And what was the other one?
Simpsons.
Yeah, that was a big one.
Yeah. We're going to talk about the first one, the first Turtles, as well as the one that everybody loves, Turtles in Time.
Yeah, the NES or SNES version of the game.
The arcade version, too.
Was that in the arcade? Yeah. I couldn't remember.
Yeah, that was the one most people... Left.
I remember the port being not as good as the arcade or something. I don't remember. That's why we're going to dig in. We're going deep. That's Play Retro tomorrow. If you're not sure what that is, well, it's a new podcast. It's been around for like 14 episodes, and you should be listening to it. So check it out wherever you get your shows, or watch us live tomorrow afternoon at 3:30 Mountain Time right here at frogpants.tv. Brian, is there anything else you'd like to say today?
On my toe.
Oh, don't do that. All right. GC Tanner's little get about device thing.
Yes, I did. Yeah, that he's bringing to Vegas. Yeah,
pretty cool.
It is pretty cool. You know, you can wheel that right up to the craps table. Oh, totally yeah. fine.
I've seen people use those in Vegas all the time. It's like
for sure. Yes, absolutely.
4% of the overall city's transportation is done on one of those.
That's right.
You'll be great.
Exactly, yes.
Yeah. All right. I think that, and he finds out today if there's any surgery involved, so.
Exactly, yeah. The final decision on whether or not he's coming will be today, but I'm sure that with this setup, he'll be fine.
We're pulling for you, man. All right.
For sure.
Here's this. It's time for the news, and it's brought to you by...
Brought to you by Jeannie in our chat room. She's been moderating since before moderation was cool.
That's right. Hey, Jeannie, you didn't expect that, did you?
No, but she...
It'd be fun to sneak that in there.
She's taken back. She's like, what?
She's like, wait a minute, what? I'm not even sure she's here right now. I haven't seen her type anything for a while.
She might have left to, you know, like, oh, I'm not going to listen
to this. Did she miss it? That would be so funny. someone will let her know. All right. Let's get to today's news stories.
Yes, please. Please.
Big news today. Aliquippa Junior High School?
That's how I would say you're Aliquippa, yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I think that's right. It's probably a Native American name or something. Junior High School enforcing limits on snacks starting Monday. That's today.
Aww.
Yeah, junior high school is limiting what snacks students can take to school starting on Monday. The district posted new rules, or posted them on Facebook, which has hundreds of comments and shares already. It said that due to excessive amounts of snacks being brought in, each student will only be permitted to have one bag of chips and up to 4 ounces, and one closed drink up to 20 ounces.
Does it have to be chips?
Closed drink. They are specific about chips. I wonder if it can be crackers. Can it be?
Pretzels or.
What can it be?
What I know. Yeah,
it's really weird.
It's such an interesting rule, and there's so many questions that it raises up. You know?
Yeah, yeah. Some parents say it's reasonable. This one says, "Here's a quote: I've seen some of the snack kids are bringing into school when I drop my daughter off." Says parent Janisha Walker. I'm asking, like, are they setting up a small store? Why are they carrying a variety box of chips and 2 liters of soda into school?
I imagine they're putting the rest in their locker. I mean, I can't imagine they're eating one of those variety boxes of Fritos, you know, all the different Frito-Lay products.
That's hilarious.
Get at Costco.
Yeah.
In one day. Although, you know, they're kids.
They're kids. Maybe they got a plan. Maybe they're sharing. Maybe that guy's selling. He's like a little entrepreneur and he's selling his extra soda. I don't know.
It's like prison. It's like cigarettes in prison.
Yeah. He's like Red. He can get you what you need.
The Fritos? Frito scoops?
Yeah, you want some Fritos. Oh, you want scoops? Oh, we're out of scoops, but I got these... What are those little horn ones? What are those called?
Bugles.
I got bugles.
You put on your finger to pretend that you're Wolverine.
I got bugles. You got any Funyuns? Oh, we're all out of Funyuns.
Exactly.
It says here, other parents are furious at the new rule because it also applies to students who pack their lunch, and lunches will be searched. Quote, I kind of see their view as far as lunch goes. They are monitoring how many snacks they are bringing into lunch. School board members tell me, she thinks this is the place for safety, or they're doing this for safety reasons. After seeing the news last night and seeing there are districts that are dealing with kids bringing items into school, South Allegheny just had 6 students.
Allegheny.
They had edibles. We don't need to put our children at risk. We have to make sure they are safe within our buildings, says the school board. Just because one kid brought that, don't make everyone
exactly
life hell.
Right. It's like, oh, that's why they're doing it. It's because of edibles. Like, no, you could probably still shove like a handful of edible gummies in your pocket, and they won't get searched. You know?
You're right. You're absolutely right. Put a little baggie next to your baggie, if you know what I mean.
Exactly. They're, you know, everyone's just speculating. Oh, no, it's probably because of, I don't know, obesity and health reasons. And then there's also that last sentence has one more.
Oh,
one
the
more
superintendent, Phil Up Woods, told me some students are selling or trading snacks, which is causing arguments and distractions. So they want to minimize that. Yeah. So I think there's a little bit of this. This is kind of a haggle system going on.
Sure.
But what do you expect? You know what? They are going to learn something from that. I hate to tell you. Like, learning how to haggle with your fellow students is actually kind of a valuable
experience. It's like you learn about market, and you learn about profit and loss. You learn about supply and demand. I feel like it's like an econ thing.
Maybe more than they're getting out of their Econ 101 up the hall with Mrs.
It's the fact that they spent all this money on a snack machine and the kids are going to Costco and bringing their own.
I wouldn't be surprised if that was it.
Yeah.
That's always part of it. Let them control the means of production and distribution. Yes, that's exactly what they want. Yep. All right. Speaking of food and stuff that's not good for you necessarily, a solid chocolate bunny was used as a weapon in an assault to a store clerk. This is no good.
Just in time for Easter.
Yeah. And this happened on April 1st, which, you know, was no joke to this guy.
Oh.
Police say in this place called Brandon, where is this? California?
Texas, I think.
Texas? Oh, no. Canada somewhere.
Canada. Okay.
I don't know where.
Oh, yeah. Sure enough. CBC.
Let's see. April 1st, police say it was no joke. 27-year-old man is accused of stealing from a business and assaulting an employee with a solid chocolate bunny. Not one of these hollow bastards that you used to get when you were a kid.
Solid.
Mad.
Put the chocolate bunny back in the box.
Officers were called Thursday afternoon after a man stole merchandise from a business near, it doesn't matter where it is. Let's see. An employee who confronted the shoplifter was hit with a Mr. Solid brand chocolate bunny. Mr. Solid.
Yeah. Is that was my nickname in high school.
Oh, yeah? Yeah, Brian?
Yeah. Chocolate bunny. Not Mr. Solid, but chocolate
bunny. Oh, chocolate bunny. I got it.
Yeah.
No. Let's see. Mr. Solid. I'm just trying to see if I can buy any of these. Can I get this? Oh, it's music. There's a band. Called Mr.
Oh, really?
Solid.
A band called Mr. Solid?
Yeah, that's not interesting. I want the chocolate deal.
Yeah, if you do a search for Mr. Solid Bunny, then you find it. And made by Hershey's in Canada.
Oh, Hershey's has a deal in Canada, do they?
Yeah.
Nice.
Out solid of milk chocolate bunny and a character on the front that looks a little bit like Bugs Bunny.
Oh. All right.
I put a link in the chat room.
A little bit of brand lifting there. A little bit of the old. Look at that. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's very.
I think if you just make his nose area white.
Yeah.
Then it's Bugs Bunny. I think that's the only difference right there.
There you go, chat. You guys see that? That's. Oh, they're doing the thing on. They're doing the thing on the box that people do on YouTube thumbnails. They got this like white outline around the bunny there. Smash and subscribe. Right. Interesting. I would eat that.
Things I wish I would have known before I ate this chocolate bunny.
That's right. The whole thing. It doesn't say how big it is, though, compared to like a person's hand, but I assume it was big enough to hurt somebody. It says here the employee suffered minor injuries. The accused shoplifter ran away but was found and arrested nearby while still in possession of stolen merchandise. The man was released from custody and will not appear in court. And will appear in court on charges of assault and theft under $5,000. This is not an April Fool's Day joke, says the police in their news release. Well, thanks, police.
It is. It's also close to the Quick Bunny. Both Bugs and the Quick Bunny have different coloration around the nose and mouth.
Yeah.
This one is just like a solid gray bunny with gray hair, a tuft of gray hair sticking out of the top.
That's how you get away with it. You make some subtle changes and then you say, it's not Bugs Bunny at all. Don't sue us, Warner Brothers.
Exactly.
We're your friends here in Canada. All right. My favorite, not really my favorite, but I think burgers are better right now at Burger King for whatever reason than most fast food places. I don't know why.
Sure.
They're just better at the moment. They quit putting so much of that fake smoke flavor in it. That was bad.
Oh, yeah, right.
To make it sound, we promised this was flame broiled. Yeah. It's like, you don't need to overdo it with whatever that is. Just, like, it's fine without it.
Yeah, they used to braise them, too, and I don't know if they still do, right, where they put them on the grill, but then they have them in water, like not a steam cabinet, but they have them, like, in a water bath, keeping them warm.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, I don't know if they still do that.
Does the water keep them warm? That's how that works?
The water keeps them warm, keeps them moist, that sort of thing, yeah.
I know. Seems like a bad way to have moisture in your burger, but whatever.
I'm trying to remember what that's called. I mean, it's also called braising, but there's also what would they call those pans? Steamer pans or something, anyway.
A meat moister.
Yes, exactly.
A wet meat maker.
I'm looking it up.
It's not marinating, Claire. It's something I know what Brian's looking for, and I cannot think of it.
Yeah,
it's definitely not a meat moister. Not broiling. That's a different, that's just a cooking method.
Yeah, let's see here. Burger King, let's see, frozen beef patties are placed on a conveyor belt that leads into an oven with open flames for about 2 minutes, and then they're placed in proper hoppers. I don't know what proper hoppers are.
Maybe it's
are,
a proper hopper.
No, it's a proper hopper.
Is it a proper hopper? Oh, he was so good in Waterworld. Loved him in that. Proper hopper.
Chafing dishes. Thank you, Solomio. Chafing That's what I was dish. Looking for. Chafing, yes.
Yeah, they're getting chafed.
That's right.
Yeah, that way when they're all done, they can say, hold on. Hold on. I got it right here. When they're all done, they can say,
I have the chaff.
I have the chaff. Because they've been chafed in the chafing dishes. Now they have the chaff.
That's right.
Anyway,
I don't know if they still do it, but I know they at some point they...
They might still. Who knows? Before. But all I know is the last Whopper I had was actually really good, and I was surprised. But anyway, Burger King...
You're a full-on Whopper.
It was a full-on Whopper, full-size Whopper.
Full-on Whopper.
Yeah. Which are less calories than a Big Mac or a... What's the other one that's comparable? Can't remember
Wendy's
now.
Wendy's double something. Or something?
Might be a double. Yeah, Whoppers are good. They got like lots of veggies on them and stuff too. I don't know. I'm surprised sure. how much I liked it.
Yeah, that is the Whopper, the veggies on a Whopper is great. Yeah, 677 calories in a Whopper.
Yeah, still, you know, fair amount of calories, but if you get just that and avoid the fries, you'll be all right.
Big Mac, 563 calories.
Oh!
110 calories less.
I was under the opposite impression.
I was too. I was totally with you on that because I thought, oh yeah, well, you know, they make up a lot of that with, there's two patties in the Big Mac. Yeah. There's only one in the Whopper.
The bread is double, triple layered. That should add more to it. What else is the, yeah. and they got that weird sauce. I'm telling you, something's weird there. That's weird.
Even a Jumbo Jack is only 570 calories with cheese.
Is that a Jack in the Box thing?
Yeah.
I never go there. The last Jack in the Box I went to was that one in, Vegas that time where I saw that guy shooting
oh yeah bathroom. Doing heroin in the bathroom yeah. stall yeah oh yeah gotta love Jack in the Box. Hey, a Wendy's classic single 465 calories, but I can't remember, does that one actually have lettuce and tomato and stuff on it? Or is it,
I don't know,
it does
does it, I don't know,
I don't know. Dave's single, let's see here. Oh, it does, totally, lettuce, tomato.
Okay.
Pickles, onion, yeah,
shoe, someone's shoe.
Someone's shoe.
Yeah.
It's a little footprint right there. Get a shoe in there. That's old fashioned.
Well, anyway, it's a very old fashioned way of doing it. You step on it and then you cook it. Burger King is being sued by customers who claim the Whopper is smaller than advertised.
Oh, no.
Yeah, yeah. Plaintiffs in the lawsuit, which was filed on March 28th in U.S. District Court in the Southern District of Florida, are seeking monetary damages for anyone who was deceived by Burger King's advertising. Although the filing does not name a monetary target, Burger King does not comment on pending or potential litigation, says Burger King spokesperson. When CBS tried to find out what was going on, they don't want to talk about it.
Yeah, it feels like that's everywhere. Like, it never looks just like it does in the pictures. No place. No fast food restaurant.
Maybe it's a size issue. And if they're claiming it's a size only.
The fact
only,
is they're complaining that it's called a Whopper and it just doesn't whop when it lands on the table. Like when you plop that thing, it doesn't go whop.
Yeah. If that doesn't make a whop sound, what are we doing? It says it also asks Burger King to either stop selling overstated menu items or change its advertising. let's see. They claim the size inflation doesn't stop at Whopper, noting that ads also overstate the size of menu items like the Impossible Burger, the Big King, and the Bacon Double Cheeseburger, among others.
Yeah.
Filing points to YouTube and social media comments about Burger King's food items. Really? Is that admissible in court?
All right, exactly. Let me draw your attention to Burger Lover 69, who says this Whopper is smaller than
yeah.
expected.
You can't have that. You can't have that into the record. No. That seems dumb to me. Well, whatever. It says some bloggers are complaining about the difference between the advertised copy and reality of the food. To be sure, food industry is known for portraying their products in advertisements, making food look juicier in commercials than it might be on the plate. Lawsuit claims the issue has more importance given to the highest inflation in 40 years and the pressures on consumers' budgets. So that is one thing for sure. They're all claiming record profits, but they're all raising their prices.
Lame.
I don't like that.
No.
If you're having record multi-billion-dollar profits and you're still like, well, I'm gonna have to charge $2 more for this Big Mac, F off. What are you doing? You're the ones making it happen. Like, yes, there may be some some you know, raw ingredient inflation happening, but the inflation's coming out of you. Because if you got record profits, you don't need to raise prices. Ugh, I hate it. I hate it. It's annoying me right now.
Register a complaint, Scott.
Yep. Oh, I'd like to register a complaint. Just kidding. You guys know what I mean. Final. Oh, you know what? We'll save this for tomorrow because we're going to take a break. When we come back, Steven Schleicher will join us. He is from MajorSpoilers.com and, of course, has plenty to talk about today. So we'll get to that in a second. Before that, we need music. Brian, play a song.
I will play a song for you. This is a band I'd never heard of before, but man, I love them. And it's almost as if you took The Underworld. You remember the band The Underworld?
I do. Yeah.
Carl Hyde used to be Frewer with a song called Doot Doot, and then he did some like New Wave albums, mm-hmm. and then he came out with like Born Slippy and Harder Edge stuff. If you took that Harder Edge stuff and you had Natalie Dawn from Pomplamoose doing vocals.
Oh.
That'll give you a little bit of an idea of what to expect with a band called HVOB. I can't pronounce it. Maybe it's an IKEA piece of furniture. Vob. HVOB. They are, I believe, from Germany, I think. I'm looking to see. They sure perform a lot in Germany. Actually performing all over that part of Europe. Antwerp, Stuttgart, Amsterdam, Nuremberg, Leipzig, Budapest, and Vienna. So all around Austria, Hungary, and Belgium and Germany.
Sure,
anyway,
sure.
This is the band HVOB. They have a brand new album called 2, T-O-O. Go check them out. Here's the song, Bruise.
Forgive me, it was easier to move away from all the things that we have been. It all remains, it doesn't change a thing. The price I have to pay is my own pain. But you jumped through. Maybe it will never go away. It is then I know you can move on. But you shine through. Pinning as my head pounds in the sun.
Want to know what one of the worst pains you can experience is?
A botched vasectomy with no anesthesia.
Getting hurt by someone you've told and explained your pain to.
That sucks too.
This is the art season in New York.
The morning stream. I got a middle finger.
Yeah, I just realized that band could be called Also as an alternative. Instead of just two, or that album, or
no,
that song.
No, that's the name of the album.
Or
yeah.
The name of the album, yeah. It could just be called Also. Do that.
Yes. Yeah. It could also be called Also.
Yeah.
Yes.
Tell us who that it was one more time.
Sure. The band is called HVOB. The brand new album is called 2, T-O-O, and that's the song Bruise.
Nice. Bruise. Nice and purple a bruise. All right. What are we doing now? What do we got here? Oh, we got Steven. That's what we've got. Let's pull him in.
Nice. Okay, yeah. All right. Yeah. Let's talk to Steven.
Yeah.
Let's talk to him. Sure.
Yeah. I think it's a good idea. And it's real easy. All I got to do is push this.
Steven Schleicher. Steven Schleicher.
Rumors are true. Steven's here because it's Monday and he comes in on Mondays and talks about cool stuff in the world of, rad pop culture, comics, and more over at majorspoilers.com. Hello, Steven. Welcome back.
Hello, Scott. Hello, Brian.
Hey, man.
Hello, Stephen. How
are
you?
Hey, I get to be on your show this week. I'm so excited. That's tomorrow.
That's right. We're talking about One Punch Man this week.
Yeah.
And I'll be interested to see what your thoughts are, Scott, if you haven't seen the animation already.
But, I have seen the anime, and I like it a lot. It's one of the few animes that I really actually quite like. This is ridiculous. Because it is ridiculous. But I never read the manga. So I'm reading this manga, and then I forgot almost immediately when I started. Oh, right. We're going left to right. Or no, I'm sorry. Right to left.
Right to left, yeah.
So I'm starting
back to the comic to the front.
Yeah, I got to start in the back of this thing, which is just throws me every time. But it doesn't matter. I'm in it to win it, and we're going to talk about that tomorrow.
Nice. Can't wait.
Yeah, it'll be great. But not today. Today is all about other things. Like, for example, well, before we get to it, so Brian saw the everywhere all the time up the thing and the
I'm
stuff.
I'm so jealous that Brian lives in a cultured city.
Yeah,
I live in a town where the movie theaters aren't garbage.
Yeah,
it was really good. Tina did not like it.
Mm.
she was done with it about an hour in. I enjoyed it from start to finish. I think Michelle Yeoh is excellent. Jamie Lee Curtis pulling in quite the performance. Like, it's I never thought I'd see Jamie Lee Curtis in a role like this.
Really?
Nice.
It's the best movie about taxes you're ever going to see.
So, can you compare it to anything without giving anything away?
Oh, yeah. And then the other guy, Cartwright, that guy.
James Hong. Yeah, I love him.
James Hong is in this as well, and he's great. Yeah, Everything Everywhere All at Once is the name of the movie.
Yeah.
Compare it to... It doesn't quite go as dark as Severance, but it does rely on a weird supernatural thing where basically Michelle Yeoh is able to travel to any of the other lives she would have had, right? So it's a multiverse movie.
Yeah, and I do that too.
You do that too?
Yeah, when I sleep, man.
Oh yeah, there you go. Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that. That's when Steven goes and does his real work. Is it night?
Sure, yeah. Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
TV's Travis, that was Short Round. I was not sure. Like, halfway through the movie, I'm thinking, God, that sounds like the actor who played Short Round, and I forgot to look it up.
Did you tell someone there was no time for romance or anything like that, or was it just him?
Yeah, exactly. Oh, that's awesome. Okay. Yeah, that totally makes sense, because that's what I was thinking. Right. So she's able to travel mentally to any of those other multiverses where she made different decisions and take on any abilities that she gained as part of that, right? So in one of them, she's like a chef from Benihana's. In another one, she is a martial artist. She's basically Michelle Yeoh from Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon. And so she's actually able to take on those abilities that she gets from those other multiverse versions of herself. And those multiverse versions, you know, get wonky when she pops into them as well. So it's not just a one-sided thing. It's really good. I would say probably more comparable to something like The Lobster or Downsizing, where you get this funny premise, but then you just kind of build this whole story around this funny premise, and you just the weirdness of the premise goes away and you're focused on what the rest of it is. Oh, Spotless Mind. Joe Guyart. That's another good comparison. As a matter of fact, this felt like a Michel Gondry movie. Because of some weird visuals and incredible special effects and things like that.
Nice.
Meanwhile, here's what's playing at my local AMC theater. Yeah.
What do you guys
got? The Lost City.
Oh, The Lost City. Fantastic. Yeah. Lost City.
The Batman.
Oh, okay.
Sonic the Hedgehog 2.
Sure.
An Ambulance.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
There you go. This is an eight screen theater. You're right. I only named six movies.
Because Lost City's in three of them?
I'm going to guess. I think Morbius is in two and Batman.
Oh, really?
That's what I think.
Oh, yeah. I would bet Batman is in, I don't know, Morbius. Jeez.
Knowing my theater, Morbius will play. I mean, the Batman opened March 4th. It opened over a month ago. Still playing in our theater. I'm gonna have a. I have a feeling that Morbius and Ambulance are gonna be there for at least a month.
Yeah.
Wow.
I'm actually excited for Ambulance. Yeah. It's
are you really
total pop.
Ambulance looks.
I think it looks like all right. I mean, it's getting the highest reviews of any of his movies. Like. What's
if you're
name?
A fan of drone flying, this one's.
I can't think of his name.
Packed with drone flying.
Michael Bay. He's never had higher reviews for a movie.
Wow.
For any film.
What is Ambulance's? 67%. Okay.
Yeah. Well, it was 75 the other day, so maybe it's dipped below his best.
It's dipped below, but Everything Everywhere All at Once still holding a 97%.
Yeah, seems like a good one.
Meanwhile,
to see.
Morbius appropriately is sucking at 16% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Yeah. So Ambulance
Jared Leto.
Ambulance and Sonic the Hedgehog 2 currently enjoying the same rating.
Oh, yeah, no kidding. 67% for them as well. I don't know anything about Cow. Is that a sequel to Pig?
That's what I'm looking at right here. What is this? Academy Award winner returns to an intimate portrait of a dairy cow's life. Oh, it's a documentary.
Oh, watch that before you go down to the basement of the butcher.
People love this.
Aha, the movie is a thing?
Shut up. Really? Take on me? What's going on? What's it called?
Oh, yeah, there is a movie about that. Yeah.
It's called Aha the Movie, a 2021 music documentary. And where can I go see this?
Yes. You have to walk through a window that turns you into pencil drawings.
I will totally become pencil drawing to go see this movie.
Okay, uh-huh. As long as you're committing to that part, you're good. You're in.
And it's got a 92% rating.
Yeah.
I wonder if it's in subtitles.
I don't know.
You know, they're.
Do you like those in theater? How do you feel about subtitles in theaters as opposed to at home?
Fine with them in theaters too. We saw Parasite in theaters. We saw. There was some subtitles in Everything Everywhere All at Once. And,
yeah. Well, there's always going to be some in almost everything, right? Everything's always got like a little, some German guy will walk in and go, yep, I got it. There's always something.
Sure. I think there were subtitles in Dune. Were there subtitles in MFR?
No. Yeah. Well, hold on.
Oh, yeah. Would you have still liked it as much as you do if there were subtitles?
Oh, I don't mind it when it's like a little one-off because somebody doesn't speak the language. Sure. That's fine with me. All dialogue all the time.
When it's Edward James Olmos telling you that, Brian needs to see you and talk to you about Blade Runners, then it's fine.
Then it's fine. Not a problem. Let him do it.
Sure.
Actually, I think he's
looking
to
see if Aha the movie, but we should really talk to Steven about what he came here to.
Anywhere.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, this Aha thing's probably going to be hard to find.
It came out in 2021.
Yeah,
but I don't see where it's streaming anywhere. So
a release probably to Cannes in 2021. The official release date here says April 8th, 2022. So released in theaters this last Friday, but
last week.
But I'm sure it's got to be in one of the art theaters here in Colorado.
Quit rubbing it in.
Wait. You know, the art theaters.
Just go to one of your art theaters in Hayes, Kansas. You know. We got those.
Sure.
Yeah, right.
So
I honestly think it's really funny when you're in a small town that, you know, films from companies like A24, which get all this high praise for a lot of the stuff that they do, never comes here.
That's weird. Is it just there's no demand for it, I guess? Or you guys are just, I don't know, you're a small community, right?
Small community, small minds. Yeah, let's just put it that way.
I could see that. All right. You got a bit of a scoop you want to share here. Better Call Saul news. Bryan Cranston and Aaron Paul will guest star in the final season of Better Call Saul. Ooh.
Yeah. Season 6, I believe they said, is already done.
Yeah, it's done.
Or they're most of the way through the shooting.
I think it's done. They're done shooting, and I think it airs soon, or starts soon, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They said they don't know when these two are going to make their appearance, or not saying how many episodes are going to be involved in or those kinds of things. But if you remember the Better Call, if you remember Breaking Bad and you remember Saul's character, then you know that there's probably a good chance they might be in more than one episode this season.
Yeah. Hmm. Yeah, I could see
which
that.
I'm hoping for.
I think it'd be awesome. Better Call Saul is an incredible show, and I can't wait for it to come back. And it just hit me yesterday. The dude, I don't know why I didn't put this together and didn't look it up either. But when I watched Hawkeye and, just the Hawkeye show. What was it called? It was called Hawkeye.
Hawkeye. Yeah, the Disney Plus Hawkeye show.
Didn't have like
Hawkeye.
An extra colon name, did it?
No.
Okay.
No.
For some reason, in my head, it does. Anyway.
Hawkeye? Like Hawkeye? Not Hawkeye?
Not like Hawkeye. Hawkeye had... I forgot what I was going to say. Shit. I had a whole reason for bringing Hawkeye up, and I can't remember what it was now. Ah! Oh, I know what it was. The guy, the stepdad or the stepboyfriend that Kate Bishop's mom was dating. I didn't connect it, but he's the Better Call Saul bad dude that comes from the cartel to like fix shit in New Mexico. That's that actor.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Drove me crazy.
Huh.
Till when I finally saw it, I went, oh, it's Al Franz! It's that guy! That's why I didn't trust him.
Yeah, he looked familiar to me, and I did not piece it together. Okay, cool.
That's why I didn't trust that guy. Just looking at him, you don't trust him. Never trust that guy. Anyway, so that'll be good. Steven,
How do we want to see Cranston and Aaron in this thing, like in Better Call Saul? Like, do we want just like a little cameo appearance? Because obviously we've seen the arc that brings those two together, and we've seen the end of their arc.
Mm-hmm. But we haven't seen it from his point of view.
Yeah, we haven't seen it from Saul's
That's
point
true.
Of view. Yeah, whatever that means. I mean, it could be a real small thing. It could be something more.
Yeah.
more big. But I mean, they've done it already with Jesse Plemons' character. They've got all these people involved in some way. So I have full faith they'll do it right. It's just going to be curious.
Yeah, sure.
And they, you know, they haven't gotten any younger, so will it throw me to see him a little, you know,
right,
older?
Yeah, I'm just excited to see Better Call Saul new season.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Starting 1 week from today.
Yeah. Things done finally. And
first half of the final season.
Oh.
And then we get the second half in like in a couple months.
I hate that.
I do too.
I hate that.
Is that any different than think about it. Is that any different than what traditional television used to do? You'd get your fall premiere in August, September. That runs until November, until Thanksgiving.
Right. You get and then you're you get off reruns until, for 2 months.
And yes, then you're off Christmas. Until January, February. Yeah. So.
You're right. Yeah, but why do we have to still do that? You know what I mean? We don't have to do that. All these
because
other shows.
Some people in charge are still married to age-old ideas. No, actually, I think I've talked about maybe this on the show before. You're going to get an initial burst of people talking about Better Call Saul, and that'll last for about 2 weeks, maybe 3 weeks, right? And then talk of that will slow down. So you take this extendo break, you come back, they get the hit for the second round of PR and talk on socials and other places.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So I think that's why they're really taking that break.
Well, they did it with Breaking Bad as well. And maybe even one of the previous Saul seasons was also broken up into two. So maybe they're just, I don't know, who knows what they're doing. AMC, they got their own plans. But that's coming up soon, so watch for that. Very exciting stuff. Also, Lock and Key ends at Netflix. That's ending.
Oh, boo. They said they were only, when they started this idea, they were really only planning for 3 seasons. I don't buy that. But we're going to get one final season of the series, which is really broken away from the comic book from Joe Hill and Gabriel Rodriguez. But yeah, they're ready to wrap it up in this final season.
Do you think that's a problem? Like that they've strayed and that's why things aren't going well? Or is it going fine?
I think it's fine. I think the people who are the big fans of the television series who have never read the comic are going to really be happy with the way that they wrap up season 3. I think for those people who are super fans of the comic books and were maybe not super thrilled with the television adaptation and the liberties that they took with the mythos of the Lock House and all the keys, I think are probably going to be happy that the show is ending on season 3. Some of us are happy that we didn't watch season 2.
Oh, was season 2 bad?
I just didn't care. I just don't like the adaptation for the television. They made a lot of changes and added a bunch of other things that just, while it may be great for television, I think there was a better adaptation to be found than what we got.
Gotcha. Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, yeah. I guess at least someone will get some closure out of this, and that's what we want.
Yeah, so people who really enjoy the TV series, I hope you really, really enjoy it.
It feels like good
actors, some good special effects.
Feels like 5 minutes ago that you and I were talking about how there was a rumored adaptation of Lock and Key coming.
I know, right?
It feels like not long ago, but I guess it's been a while now. Captain America, number one. Turns out it's worth money. Brian, if you got one laying around, get it out.
Let me check. No.
No, don't have that.
Especially
no.
If you have a surprisingly, from 1941, a near mint 9.4 certified version of Captain America went on the auction block and sold for like $3.12 million.
Wow. That's a lot.
That now makes it the world's most valuable comic book, outpacing the first appearance of Batman, the first appearance of Superman.
Wow. Action Comics. So, wow.
Yeah. Just the one where he punches Hitler, right? I love that one.
Yeah.
Yeah, there it is. Punching Hitler, like you should, like you do.
Thwack!
So that 9.4, that's pretty mint.
Yeah, that's probably a lot of it, right? It's just the fact that it's in such good condition.
Which is amazing, which they really don't talk about, you know, where the comic was kept and how it was found. I'm sure they have some more of that information, where Heritage Auction will probably talk about it. But man, to have something that rare, number one, and in that condition is amazing.
Yeah.
And most of the time you might be able to get a 9.8 or a 9.6 comic right off the printer.
Yeah.
So for a 9.4, unless that went right into somebody's closet, even then though, in a mm-hmm. plastic bag or something for, you know, 80 years.
Yeah.
That's mighty good condition. So
yeah, really
they
good.
Don't
yeah.
Yeah, they don't talk about whether this has been cleaned up or anything like that, because there are ways that you can try to improve the quality of a comic by going back in and rebleaching some of the pages, or going in and rebuilding some of some of the tears and nicks and those kinds of things. I didn't see anything like that on this comic.
Have you ever seen this one up close or seen anybody with this version of this cop? I've only ever seen the image, you know, like a scanned image of the cover.
I have seen a really cruddy version, like a 1.4, something like that.
Okay.
That, you know, it's just like, hey, we'll sell this one to you for $800. It's a 1.4 edition. And I'm like, no, I'll pass because it was a really ratty copy.
Yeah.
But it's, you know, they're still out there.
And this was also,
I mean, you're not going to find it in a quarter bin. I'll tell you that.
Yeah. So the introduction to Bucky, I guess it says on the corner of this thing.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Look at him. Young ally Bucky. Ooh, that's a horrendous Bucky.
It is a rough Bucky.
He's wearing his Domino's mask and apparently his Domino cheek lifters. Yeah.
Yeah. His cheek lifters. I don't like it. No, sir. I don't. All right. So there you go. Bunch of stuff going on. And of course, Major Spoiler is always a good place for finding these sorts of things. I go there every day to see what Steven's all up to. Steven, anything else going on this week you want to mention for the fine folks?
Nope. Scott Johnson on the Major Spoilers podcast. I think that's enough to blow everyone's mind. So go check that out this week on the Major Spoilers website. And until then, remember, stay hydrated.
Yeah, do that. Do that. I like that.
See you, Steven.
Bye, Steven. We'll see you later. Bye now. Okay. Well, there you have it. That's Steven, and he's out of here. No mashup this week. Jamie had stuff, wasn't able to do one this week. So
he's too busy beating the pants off of us in Scrabble.
My gosh. Mashup every game, even the ones I'm like doing well in, if Jamie's involved, I'm just, forget it. Like, it's ridiculous. But you're all, you know what? These four-player games, totally my jam, loving them. Everybody keeps
I like those
doing
skills.
Those. Yeah. They're good. They're shorter. Because, you know, the tiles have to be distributed between four people, not two.
Exactly.
It's nice. It's nice. Yeah. Although Brian found a word the other day, and you hit like 38 or...
Yeah, brazen, I think, right?
Is it brazen?
Or something like that.
My gosh. And I'm sitting there looking at a bunch of I's and A's. That's all I had.
I hate that. I've wanted to send you screenshots of like, here I am with... the noise that Hitler made when Captain America punched him.
Yeah.
Used to make that up. I can't write anything.
Yeah. No, that's, I hate it when I've got only A's and I's. Yeah.
I just spend 10 and swap out half of those A's and I's.
It's a good idea. All right. Let's do this. Got a quick email from Mongo117.
Okay.
All 116 of the other Mongos. Sorry. It was Mongo117's turn. It says, hey, sausage and bacon. I thought I would shed some light on what Scott doesn't like movies or about. I'm sorry. Shed some light on why Scott doesn't like movies with subtitles in them. It says, like Scott, I suffer from attention deficit disorder. Well, I don't know if I have not been
diagnosed from afar, Scott.
Okay. Apparently I have. You know what? Let's just go with it and see where this goes. And I often can't focus on the subtitles while the movie is playing, or I will miss what's happening on the screen. And when I do focus on the subtitles, they often move too fast for me to read, and I have to pause or rewind all the time to understand what's happening. This just leads to frustration, and I don't even bother with trying to do this at all anymore. Love all you guys, and oh look, a chicken. Oh, I wonder what it's talking about. He's being ADD.
No, he's saying, oh, what was I talking about? He's not wondering what the chicken is talking about.
No. I mean, that's what I mean. He's playing ADD here.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, I wonder what he's talking about.
Yeah. What? he says, take care, guys. Scott's evil twin, separated at birth, Mongo 117. I mean, I don't know if
what you just did actually might demonstrate why you don't like subtitles, because you do jumble some words up occasionally when you're reading them on this show.
Might be. I don't know. But he might be right. I don't know. I've never had a doctor say, oh yeah, you have ADD. Maybe I do. Yeah. I don't know. Like I do have this thing where, I want to do a million things at once.
Sure.
And sometimes it just is paralyzing because it's like, well, if I want to do 50 of these things, I can really only do one. So why am I staring at this giant list thinking somehow I can do them all at once? It's so, you know, maybe that. I don't know.
Totally.
I don't want to self-diagnose, but it's possible some of that is part of this. I don't know. Mm-hmm. I have no idea.
Yeah.
Quick note, whole bunch of new prints up on the store, the Frog Pants store. Speaking of stuff I got busy with lately. And a deal right now. You get 20% off any print order with using the code NEWSTUFF. Okay? So new stuff, all one
not
word.
Nude stuff.
No nude stuff. Nope. No nudes okay. can be found there right. that I'm aware of.
Okay.
But there's a whole bunch of new stuff up there. I put up some Kirby stuff I'm really proud of. There's some other prints that you might like. There's Batman having lunch on a ledge that I'm proud of. If any of that cool. sounds interesting, go check it out. Frogpants.com/store and use the code NEWSTUFF to check out. You'll get 20% off any print order at frogpants.com/store.
Nice.
Hey,
I posted a brand new episode of Soundography today. Hammond and I listened to the entire catalog of one Lenny Kravitz. Fly Away, American Woman.
Are you going to go his way? Are you going to do that?
We did go his way for a week.
Okay.
What did we think on the other side? Find out by going to soundography.com and listening to our brand new episode.
Nice. I was thinking about him over the weekend while I was watching an episode of C, and I went... It's hilarious how him and Momoa, even though him and Lisa Bonet are now broken up, him and Lenny Kravitz still hang out all the time. Lenny Kravitz was her ex, right?
Right.
Where they had Zoe.
Right.
Zoe's
exactly.
their kid. Yes. But they're like yep. this big, happy, weird family, even though Lisa Bonet's like, F y'all, I don't want to hang out with you guys anymore. But everyone else is getting along. I think that's great.
That's good when that happens, right? You don't want to see situations like Johnny Depp and Amber Heard on relationship breakups.
No, those two. What a bummer.
Those two, yes.
All right, we're out of here. Big thanks to everybody who supports us on Patreon. Continue to do so and tell your friends about patreon.com/TMS, the bonus content every day, the always ad-free experience, the extra bonus episodes a week. And more stuff in the mail, even all kinds of options. Go check it out. Patreon.com/TMS today. I think that's it. Let's get out of here. Cool. Well, if you all have right. any thoughts or feelings or comments, themorningstream@gmail.com. All right, go ahead, Brent. Sorry.
If you look at current pictures of Amber Heard and Johnny Depp, it looks like she actually won custody of the last decade of fashion sense. In the relationship.
She got that Johnny part Depp. Of the deal. Okay.
Johnny Depp looks like he's straight out of the 1920s.
No, that's great. Is she still? She's still in the new. What's the thing she's in? Oh, with Momoa, with the Aquaman deal, right? Isn't she the? She's a.
Right. Yes.
I forgot her name. There's a character name, and I don't know it because I still haven't seen that movie. But I know she's in it anyway.
Yeah.
She seems to be doing okay. Is my point.
She's doing just fine.
Yeah. Yes. And he seems to be doing less.
She was also in Drive Angry.
Drive Angry.
Not Unhinged, but Drive Angry.
Unhinged is all I'm thinking of.
The Cage one? Yes.
Oh, all right. Was that
with
any good?
William Fichtner and Billy Burke and like I said, Nicolas Cage.
Sounds film sacky to me.
It does. Yeah. I'm curious, speaking of Nicolas Cage and film sack, are we going to watch that Willy's Wonderland thing for film sack? Basically the Five Nights at Freddy's with Nicolas Cage?
Oh, we have to, right?
On Hulu right now. I think we need to put it into the list.
Yeah, let's bump that up. I have no problem with that.
I'm going to put it in there right now. All right.
Nice. Let's play a song.
But before that, let's actually talk about a song. Let's get to this one right here. This is going out to Dean, a.k.a. Dino Spimoni on Discord. He's a local boy. He's here in Colorado. He comes to the occasional... meetups that we have here. He says, "Hey guys, it's tax day this week and that stinks, but I've got good news for you. The best things in life are free. I would love to hear any cover of this classic song written way back in the 1920s. Speaking of Johnny Depp in the 1920s. Have a great weekend from Dean." So yeah, the Best Things in Life Are Free, originally by Buddy De Silva, Ray Henderson, Lou Brown. How about a cover that's a lot more modern, a lot more recent? And even, you know, because I like ska, a ska version of it. 2013, the Melbourne Ska Orchestra recorded this cover of The Best Things in Life Are Free.
Check it out, and we'll be back tomorrow. We'll see you then.
blessings in life are free. Stars belong to everyone. They glitter there for you and for me. Flowers in spring, no rhymes to sing. The sun means a child, they're yours and they're mine. Love can come to everyone. The blessings in life are free. Oh, Lord, yes, everything. Every one of those good things. The best blessings in life are free.
This show is part of the Frog Pants Network.
Frog Pants Network.
Get more shows like this at frogpants.com.
Are there other people out there in the universe?
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.